You're listening to Cheapnified, podcasting 12 floors up the lovely city of Newark. This is your host, Mishy.
Alright, okay, this is Mishy, and I'm recording episode 8 for Cheapnified. And it's August 15, 2006. I'm recording live again on StickCam. And I wish you could hear everybody else. Well, you should be. Because the way it's recording right now is, on my end, I'm just recording with Audacity. And it's basically just recording me. But our friend Putet is recording on his side. And hopefully he's getting everything. So for that part of recording, whoever has a mic can say hi. Yes, say hi. Everybody say hi. Whoever has a mic can say hi. I don't know why. Okay, yeah, babe. Why aren't you on? Oh, okay. So he says I'm choppy on his side. So he might be lagging me. Okay. Alrighty then. For this episode, I don't really have my usual segments. Let me see. Okay, that's good. I'm not choppy over there. I put this aside, and that's good. What was I saying? No segments. Kind of a different segment. Well, I used to have my hunting segment where I do some hunting for, like, food, and then I give their recipe and stuff like that. But nothing like that for tonight. But we will be hunting, though, but we're not hunting for food. So basically, I cook. And yeah, so if you listen to my other episodes, I had different types of recipes. Some are weird, like what was that? The bull's penis recipe is soup number 5. So if you can look it up on my previous episodes if you wanna try and cook that kind of that's why you have to listen to that episode. It's all I give you the instructions. Yeah, in detail. You have I like on how to catch the bull and everything and chop it off the bull. So it's very detailed that way. So you just gotta go to that episode. I forgot what episode that was, but for this episode, let me see. So for this episode, what happened? Yeah, you know, I think guys will have a harder time with that recipe. You know, cutting a bull's penis. It's right? They probably can relate to the bull somehow or whatever. But anywho, there's no the what? What does it taste like? Well, I heard it tastes like pork. Just like beef. You know, like sausages. I haven't tried it. I just tell them how to cook it for the people who want to know. who are curious. But there will be no penis cutting in this episode. Because no. Continuing basically with my stick cam fascination, I hunted for the weird and the funny and sometimes the stupid stick cam messages. Yeah, and you can do this during your free time because there's StickCam is, there's a lot of new members every day, and it's really a growing community. And so, there will be a lot of, yeah, right? So I did look around StickCam for some messages and stuff like that. And this is something you can do if you're bored. And maybe you're asking me if I'm going to be mean or anything, but yes, I am going to be mean. But it's there, so yeah. All right, let's start off with XXX Joe XXX and his message on his. Do you know who that is? And Okay, so people already know who he is. Were you in his room, L? Okay, well, I haven't been in his room. I just went to his profile, and his message says, "Activity reopening, live cam, but don't you think? Without tempting, in addition, because the camera is prohibited. I'm no gay, no bi." I don't know what that means. Exactly. It says, "I'm no gay, no bi." He only speaks what? Exactly. He's probably using the Google Translator to translate his language to English, and then he just copies this, and puts it on the site, which he shouldn't be doing because Google literally translate it. It doesn't take grammar into consideration really. So when you use Google Translator, you basically have to put two and two together and just kind of guess what it means. But the thing is, he put no, I'm no gay, which should be spelled with an A, GAY, and not with an E, because I don't know what GEY means. Actually, I don't think there's such a word. Also, if you already said that you're not gay, you really don't. There's no point of telling people that you're not bi either, because you already specified that you're not interested in the same sex. So there's no point of saying that you're not bi. It was just being redundant. Hi, Pute, welcome back. And I haven't been to his room, so I wouldn't know, but L has. Ooh. Oh. はじめまして。お元気ですか？おー、いいです。That's cool. I only know a little bit of Japanese. Not really. I took like Japanese 101, but that was like maybe more than 8 or 10 years ago, so I don't remember anything from that class. Yeah. Wow. So you got into like you know how to write in kanji and stuff like that. The kanji is hard, 'cause I learned hiragana and katakana in Japanese 101, and yeah, but they also tried to teach a little bit of kanji, but I didn't really pick up much of that. It's just harder. And then you have to like what you call that? Well, with any other languages really, when you're trying to learn any different language, you have to practice like every day just to keep it in your head, like have vocabulary, one day and stuff. 'Cause then if you don't, then you wouldn't really remember.
You know, you don't have like, 'cause
You don't
when I'm
have to
like
like
asking their name.
watakushi and stuff like that, like.
Yeah, you know, 'cause they're like the same age, so I guess I was like, they're saying I'm too polite. You don't have to. I'm like, oh, okay. So, learn kind of like
The
some
thing is,
slang
in
words.
class, they teach you the polite way to say it, because they said it's
Yeah.
not right to say that in polite stuff, like unless you're actually, I guess, Japanese or you're talking to the same age.
Yeah,
That's
the
the only
polite and
reason why.
long way. I could say, "What is your name?" in like two, three words, but in the politer way, it's like
It's
eight.
longer, yeah.
Like, "Anata no namo wa nande desu ka?" instead of "Namo wa nande desu ka?"
Like just
It's like,
namae wa. Yeah.
yeah, so it's weird. Oh well, it's a learning process.
Sorry.
So, all right, moving on to
I
your
thought
topic.
moving on. Okay, the next person on my list is the Sauce Man.
Sauce man,
L, do you
okay.
know the Sauce Man? No. He's only 15 years old, and
Youngin.
the message on his profile says, okay. The message on his profile says, "Fuck shit, yo, I'm the Sauce Man, motherfucker."
Yeah, kids these days, language.
Well, first of all, what the fuck is Sauce Man? I mean, if you want to sound tough for a 15-year-old, I suggest you first change your name. Because, I mean, if I think of sauce, I think of spaghetti. And then I think of limp noodles.
I think of ketchup.
And
Sorry.
that's it. Ketchup.
Yeah.
So, right? I mean, the Sauce Man is trying to act all tough and crap. And
Well, can you just imagine it? You know, okay, he's 15. He's like in school. I'm like, hey, yo, I'm Sauce Man. What up? I'm like, yeah, yo, what's up?
Right?
Why are you taking my ketchup? Yeah, that's mine. You know, I'm Sauce Man. That's mine. What? I mean,
It just doesn't work for me.
he's
I just
15. He doesn't
laugh
know
at
any
things.
better.
I
Correct.
know. It's alrighty. So then the next one, what is this? Oh, it's Emma. First it says hi, come chat to me. And then it says donate just $1 to me, please. Thank you. I'm poor, I need help. And then you'll see a little PayPal donate button
Who is it
on her
again?
profile. I can't believe they have that. First of all, poor. What does poor mean? Poor means if you have like little or no money or like a few or no possessions at all.
You have a computer that suggests some richness, and
Yeah, she can get on the internet. Even if, for example, she's going to a cafe, she still has to pay to get on. You know? Or, yeah, basically, it's just stupid. I don't understand why. Never mind. Forget it. The next one is Dev. And it says, hi. Now, there's nothing wrong with that message, right? But the thing is, when she was live, and I went to her profile. On her cam, the cam was focused on her breasts. She was holding them, and then she was bouncing them continuously. So I was like, okay, how long is she gonna keep this up? So I left the window and looked around the cam for more, messages and stuff. I went back to her profile, and there she was, still bouncing. And it's not, she doesn't have any videos, so it's not a video. Well, it could be, well, yeah, well, I think it's probably either, he just had his cam on the video because I don't think she can bounce that long. It was like 5 minutes, and then after a while, like, I left and I went back. It was like 10 minutes, and it's the same exact position, and all she's doing is bouncing her breasts. This is.
Well, to
So I
some
will.
viewers, that is very, very appealing.
That's very. Are you one of those viewers then?
I think I'd watch it for a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, that was cool,
Yeah,
man.
but yeah. Anywho, who's this? I don't know how to pronounce it. J calls, and it says, "Let me clear up on why I wear a bag first, because basically his profile picture, he wears a paper bag over his head, and there's a drawing of a face on the paper bag. So the message says, let me clear up on why I wear a bag first. I do not like being called baghead or bagman. If you're going to call me something, just call me sexy. I wear the bag because I am so hot looking. The girls would see me, then want to break up with their boyfriends or divorce their husbands, thinking if they do, they can be with me. So I think it's best if I keep the bag on. And sorry, girls, I will not get naked for you.
Okay.
What else says aw? Why? Why say aw on that? Huh?
Well,
No nakedness, no. Actually, that's good. I don't mind that he's arrogant, but at least he's not getting naked for people. I mean, just think if he's naked and he has a bag on his head and that's it. Wouldn't that be
yeah,
just
well,
like weird?
that might be taking, you know, the best out of two evils. Kinda.
Who phone?
Oh, that's right.
I don't
I'm
know.
on my
Somebody's calling me.
Paul is
Hold
back.
on. Hello?
Tell him you're live.
Hello?
Yes, this we're gonna be on commercial,
Oh,
5 minute
no
break. So for all you people viewing us right now,
Okay, never mind.
please sit back and listen to this
No,
waiting song. Thank you.
I'm back. I don't know. There was nobody answered.
That wasn't me calling her. Wait, what's my song?
You sure that wasn't one of
It
your viewers, your callers, you know,
no.
asking for some advice? Maybe they're asking
I
about
wish,
that.
Wish it was.
Maybe
but no,
first,
my viewers don't know,
Jonas.
Or my listeners don't know my number. It's a 973-901-2779. For the people
do we know
who want
Jonas
to call
is?
Him back sometime after you. No, it's not Jonas, because...
Do
I
know
have
where
Jonas' new number. You have Jonas' new number? Oh, I don't know where Jonas is.
Yeah, I just texted him right now.
I got 973.
973
is in Newark, where I am. So, I don't know anybody.
Northern New Jersey, Morris. Sussex County.
Yeah. It's
Thanks
around
for
that.
Definition.
It's around, I'm in Essex, and... That's also Sussex also.
Okay.
I don't know where it is.
What? You like Sussex?
Okay,
of course you do.
Ow. Alright, so then I'll move on to my rant.
Rant?
And it's a stick cam rant again. Okay, so it's basically, my rant is like for, it's those girls who post pictures that show a lot of skin, and they're like, oh, look, it's that dude with the bag head.
Hey, we were just talking about you.
There he is. I was talking about him, too. Anyway. Yeah.
Aren't
right
you popular?
Oh. Maybe somebody
well,
heard
too bad he can't.
And heard and then said something or something. But
I know.
Anyhow. J. Cole.
Okay, I think it's him, yeah.
No, actually, we agreed
no.
that it was good that you don't go get naked for people. We're all two thumbs up for that. We're very glad.
Well, actual feedback from the main guy. Holy shit.
We're very happy.
That's cool.
Do you change bags, like... every other day?
It's only
or sanitary. Do you just go with just one bag?
That's funny.
Is
I'm
it like panties to you? Do you wear bags like you wear your underwear?
You accessorize.
You should say what he's saying.
I know.
So,
what?
So other people can hear his response to what
can
you're
know.
Saying.
Okay, he says, what? That's only because they can't pay me to get nude. And he says he has many bags.
Who's talking? We're talking. My name's E.S.
Talking. The other girl is Sweetie.
L.
She's the other L. She's the other girl talking. And we have out of state right there.
No, hajimemashite.
Hey Bob, welcome to the room.
Bob. Hey Bob.
Bob. I thought it was. How do you pronounce your name? Is
Jay.
It Jay Cole or G?
Ooh, sweetie, he just called
yeah,
you
I'm
fat.
Yeah, fat. It's okay.
Oh, and he left.
That was it. Oh. Okay, so he can't handle, we're poor.
He can't handle, criticism? I forgot, that was a better word I could have thought of.
I don't know.
Objective criticism? No?
Were we talking about him when he went into the room?
Maybe.
No, I think
Bob.
we are
Wait,
moving on.
Which Bob is this? Is this Bob 101?
It's Marley.
Make sure. Is that the same Bob? Or is this a different Bob? Because there's another Bob that I know.
Oh, crap. Hey, you're live in the live room, right, Lacey?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back. I have to check something.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm checking. Oh no, that's a different...
I don't see ya. Oh, you're on there. Like...
What?
Oh, there you are. Nothing. You're like all the way on the bottom.
Me?
Yup. Burst. Wait, not anymore.
Okay.
You're on the second page.
What?
Yeah, because you've been out for a while.
Yeah. Oh, Elle's back? Is Elle back?
No, she went and checked.
Or did he?
Did she leave? No, she didn't
leave. Oh, okay.
Left her chair, her computer. So,
all right.
Go ahead, continue
that was
with your rant.
All right. Just to let you know, Bob, we're doing a recording right now. So you're not the Bob I know. So there you go. He left.
Later, Bob.
Let's see. Okay, I was talking about girls, right? Girls. Girls who post pictures that show lots of skin and in compromising positions and or angles.
You know, I don't really have a problem with that, per se.
I don't have a problem with that, really. My problem is they're showing, like, they're almost naked, basically, right? In their pictures. And then in their messages, they would post that they have no intention of stripping or showing anything on cam.
Yeah, that's like a...
Hi, Jonna.
Bad publicity, or what's that?
It's basically false advertising, in a way.
There you go. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. False advertising.
Because it's really, like, teetering, you know? It's like they're just almost naked. And then they're going to say, like, oh, I don't get naked. That's sad, huh? Sucks for you, huh? That's too bad and crap. You know? See, it's better. Yeah, right? Oh, there you go. There's
I'll nod for you. Yeah.
You just nod. Because I don't have problems with the girls who do show their boobies.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, if they want to do that, that's fine. You know, you can show whatever. And they say so in their profile, or they just don't say anything or whatever. I mean, it's fine if they think that's the only way they could get people to go in the room and talk to them. But for the people who are basically just attention whores,
mm-hmm.
who just want guys to go in and beg them and plead, so that, like, oh, please, are you gonna show some or something like that? Then
sorry.
I have a problem with those.
That kind of
reminds me of my girlfriend.
Are you
talking about the guys or the girls?
Well, the girls.
Yes, the girls.
Because they're showing, like, there was one girl who was, like, she's basically naked in the picture. All she's doing is just holding up and covering, you know, appropriate places,
like,
and stuff. But then you go in the profile, and she says that she doesn't show anything and stuff. So maybe some people think it's art, or maybe that's just being a tease.
I think it falls along more to the category of tease, yes. So, plus attention.
Because, I mean...
People like attention.
Yeah, right. Jonas would want to, like... If you see something like that, Jonas, you'd want to go in the room and probably expect the girl to show, right?
Yes, actually, yeah.
What?
I'd be like, there's a higher probability that if your picture on your profile is, like, you know, you're, like, half naked or whatnot, you know. So when I go in there, I kind of expect it in a way, you know, with a little bit of convincing, of course.
That you're eventually gonna...
Yeah, you know, something. But I enjoy a conversation. Some people just can't talk. And, like, you know, how people, they like just viewing and whatnot. They don't even talk. I'm like, I just don't get that. I'm like, hello? Conversation, please.
Sorry.
Okay, what is Jonas said? Jonas says it doesn't matter if they show or not, because I've already have my own show.
Yeah, that's true.
Really now? And what show would that be called? Ayanaka?
about you?
The Ayunaka show?
Are you drunk, Jonas? You look like you're drunk.
Why would you when I text you, Jonas? I'm sorry.
Oh, were you sleeping?
I think he was listening when I texted him.
It looked like he was still trying to take the muta out of your eyes. Anywho, how about the guys now? The guys actually waste their time going in the room, and maybe it's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes of like, come on, you're so beautiful. Your eyes are really nice. Can you smile for us? And then later on, they're gonna ask, are you gonna show boobies?
Yay.
That's like after. Yay! No. Who I say is, get out of stick cam and look for porn instead.
Yes.
Because you can
there
find
free porn
out there. Yeah. And you can also pay for porn. I mean, you can pay for a show, I mean, you know.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, there is cheap people, and plus, there's kind of a difference if something from knowing somebody's live and actually being naked on cam right there at this, you know, exact point in time, and watching something that's pre-recorded, there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a mental.
So it's the live, you know, aspect of the show.
Yeah, you know, some people get off on that.
Because,
you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm telling you to do something, and then you do it, I'm like, ooh, okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, I'm on command, you know.
I
it's
see,
all about
I
me
see.
Being in command and them doing it. I'm like, bam.
Uh-huh.
That's just my input.
Okay.
Yes, some people.
Some people. So it's not most people? Is it not most people who actually enjoy that kind of thing?
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just agree, yes.
Jonathan says,
exactly.
Ayunaka says, because when we watch porn, that girl isn't doing it, oh, especially for us, but for everybody. But, like, if you're in the room, though, isn't the girl really doing it for everybody that's in that room?
True.
Not especially for you?
That's true, but if you suggest it and she does it, then, you know...
Oh, so if you're suggesting...
You know,
like,
it becomes almost
like,
one-on-one.
Ah, okay. So that's why.
Yeah, and that's why there's private rooms. As in, you kick everybody out, it's just like one-on-one for real. Yeah, so, hey, what can I say? There's freaks out there, so...
Alrighty, let me see... what's next on my topic list? Oh yeah, that's right. Dr. Phil. Has anybody seen Dr. Phil? Any of his shows at all?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple. I won't deny it. But I thought it was kind of stupid. But I guess he helps. I don't know.
Overall,
I just like the
what
prizes.
Do you think of Dr. Phil overall? Like, do you think he's actually helping people, or it's just a load of crap?
I think it's 50-50. It's for people, and it's a whole lot of crap.
And Elle, what did you say?
I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you. It's a little low, but...
That was it. No, I was saying that it just depends who he's helping. Sometimes he's just got that attention. And everybody's like, oh, he tried helping. And then when he does help, everybody just, you know, oohs and ahs for Dr. Phil. But isn't like, I think it was it Roseanne Barr who doesn't like him? She totally hates him. She called him a name, some type of name or something. I don't know.
I don't watch Dr. Phil enough, so I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, I don't watch Dr. Phil either. I saw maybe like two of his shows. The first show was alright, didn't seem like, you know. And then me and Sharon saw this one show that he had where the couple, I think it's a married couple, and the guy basically likes to watch porn.
Okay.
So, this is making the girl feel inadequate.
Oh.
Right? So then, here comes Dr. Phil. And he says, and he asks the guy, so, do you know that you're making her feel like that? And said, yeah. So he's sorry. And then said, you do know that looking and watching porn is abnormal behavior, right?
What did he say?
He asked the guy that, do you know that looking at porn or watching porn is an abnormal behavior?
Oh, I thought for a second you said it was a normal behavior.
Wow.
No. He said abnormal.
Yeah. Abnormal.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
That's.
And so the guy goes on and nods and says, yes, yes, I'm not
normal.
And it looks like he's, like, gonna cry or whatever because Dr. Phil is just telling, it's okay, it's okay. We have some programs that you can go, so we're gonna put you in so you can be normal again. And this what got me, like, irritated and annoyed at Dr. Phil.
I bet.
Because this poor guy, he thinks he's abnormal for watching porn, for liking porn. Does that mean, like, most or maybe 99% of the whole male population is abnormal?
No, I think what it is. You know what I think what it is, because it's affecting his wife.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If it doesn't affect her, it wouldn't be abnormal.
The thing
like
is,
you know, well, yeah. But it's his wife who feels rejected because all he is watching porn all day. That's probably why he's saying that. I guess he has a point in that sense. I'm not supporting what he's saying, but I'm just trying to, you know, be on his wife's side. Like, if, you know, if that was my husband watching porn, I hate it. I, you know, I want him to cry too.
Put that says, I'll bet Phil has an awesome porn collection.
Okay, let's admit something here. How am I gonna say this? Everybody in this room watches porn. That's a question. I put a question mark in the end of that.
What,
yes? No? Maybe?
I watch.
Has?
Yeah, with my boyfriend. Although I like hentai better.
Well, what?
Oh, it's basically porn, but it's not real people. It's Japanese cartoons. Yes.
Yeah, that's artwork right there.
it's for the art.
Yes,
it's
for the art.
Now, whatever. And you see, Jonah says if he was married to some hot porn star, then he'd be watching porn with girls that look like his wife. What?
Well, if you're married to a hot porn
what
star, I guess it would be, like, the same thing.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of lost my thought there. You know, I kind of imagined porn stars, so my bad.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess,
any rule of marriage.
Do you think, what's the 180 rule of marriage?
Yes, please elaborate on that.
Yeah,
okay, I don't know. Jonah says there's a 180 rule of marriage. I don't know what that is. Can you explain? You don't have a mic, Jonah? Do you still
he
sound
does.
I know you have a mic.
We all know he does.
Put it in your mouth a few times.
Okay, I still don't get it. The 70 show? 180
show?
Minutes?
But I don't know what it is, because I didn't get to...
Hey.
I don't watch a lot of the 70s show. Hello? What happened?
I don't know.
I don't hear L no more.
I guess there's something wrong with my mic. Oh, well. But yeah, so...
Anywho.
How does
the
70s show connect to that 180 rule?
They probably mentioned it in the 70s show.
Oh, did they? I don't watch that enough either. I kind of don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I don't watch enough either.
Yeah. I watch a lot of anime, but not TV. There's a difference.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV either. What? Says Eric got caught with porn mags. I don't know who Eric
is. So did he get, did he get follow in the web?
Oh, so basically it's, just don't get caught? Is that the rule or something? What was it? Well, if he was dating porn stars, he'd be reading porn about Donna. What? Okay. I don't get it.
Lost.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, fix your mic, and we'll get back to you with the 180 rule of marriage. What else about Dr. Phil? Don't you think they could have worked it out without the guy taking out porn from his life? Like, and still work it out with the girl?
I think so.
If that's all he does all day, I don't think so.
Oh, if this is, like, continuous for, like, hours and hours, you mean?
It takes all the tension away from her. Then I think it wouldn't work for him, you know, with the porn thing. But if it was something like during the day and she wants his attention and he comes and then once he wants his attention he puts away the porn, then I think it would be okay. Didn't he also put her down a lot?
Did it?
I think I watched this episode.
Did you? Because yeah, like I don't know when it was. I just thought
I think
it was
he also
weird.
Put her down a lot.
Oh, really? Because if it was that case, then yeah, but actually, I don't remember. I just remembered him saying that watching porn is abnormal.
I don't think so.
Oh, he said it was
true.
Evil.
Dr. Phil said it was evil.
Yeah, that porn was evil.
I can't believe he said that.
Dude, he watches porn too. How could he say that?
I bet, yeah, I know. I bet you his son was like, is my dad kidding? You know, he's got an older son. I'm sure he's normal, too.
I know his secret stash. That's, like, impossible.
I know. No kidding. God.
Evil. Oh, okay. So
well,
how did that story end?
I have no idea.
Cured?
They're going to try... Well, not right during the episode. It was, they're gonna put him in some kind of rehab thing. Some kind of program so that he can stop watching porn and know how to, I guess, pay more attention to the wife. We have somebody else new. Chrono Seder. Just to let you know, we're recording a podcast.
Oh, I shouldn't have told that person that. He would have been more open.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, next time. Next time, one day, next time. But the topic right now is Dr. Phil and porn.
Yeah.
And also, I think porn is like synonymous to shoes. For girls, I think shoes is like porn, right? It's something that you would like, you buy a lot of it, and then you like using it a lot. If there's some new stuff, you'd get the new stuff, throw all the old stuff out. Who's Chrono Seder? You're not like a person I know. Are you? Suddenly he's calling me Ate.
Welcome, Ate. That's like Tag. I don't know. I'm not even going to finish Taglish because it's all Baloktot.
shoes. This the ignore sure when you buy a new pair of shoes. The only thing, I'm not like most girls though. I don't buy a lot of shoes. I have like old shoes from like 10 years ago. I still have it.
I don't know. I like shoes. What can I say? I have a lot of shoes.
Yes, everybody here is Filipino. Even put that, right? Put that.
Hello?
Okay, I hear Jonas.
Alright.
Jonas, now that we have Jonas on mic,
yeah.
Can you explain the 180 rule?
Alright, it's like Eric. It's like whoever you're dating or whoever you're married to, you're going to read porn about, like, someone that doesn't look like your significant other. Per se, like, if you're going out with, say, Pamela Anderson, you're going to be looking at porn of, like, Girls Next Door or something, you know?
Oh! Sounds good.
You look at porn of girls that you don't
right.
have or you're not with, basically.
Okay.
I don't know, I wouldn't know. I don't have a girlfriend, but yeah.
Too much visuals for me. I couldn't quite.
No, it makes sense, though.
It's like being the charcoal to girls that you don't have, you know. Basically.
That makes sense.
Come on, Mishi, show some leg. Like arm leg.
I'll show some elbow.
There you go. We'll sex me.
Do you go on the Top Dogs Manila elbow? I don't know. Top Dogs Manila podcast?
No.
No?
The what?
The Top Dogs Manila.
Top Dogs.
In Manila.
Oh, yeah. I listened to them.
Did you listen to their last podcast about the color of the elbows?
Not that one. No, I haven't listened to the last one. So, why? What is about the color of the elbows?
Yes, I'm curious too.
They call it the Crayola, right? Crayola meaning color of the areola.
Oh!
So
you're
like
saying
that,
the color of the elbow?
Yeah.
Oh, when you go like that.
Because the skin's like
that's
pink, pink.
So wrong. I don't think it's true. I know how my area
oh,
looks,
get
but
on
it's
cam and
not that
your
color. I know, I can't find my cam.
Hang on, alright?
Sure. Look at John Riley 16 at Yahoo. Oh, was I supposed to say out loud? Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
What did you say?
No, nothing.
No.
Okay.
What's Sir doing? How come he's not part of the show?
Sir is playing baseball. He's right here.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Oh, no, he can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Right here, playing. He said that my, lag me, that's why. I think I am coming out choppy. Right?
You're clear on my
no?
side.
Okay. Alright, so then, oh, that's good. Well, that's it for my topics, unless you want to expound on the porn issue. Yeah. Expound on the porn issue. Expound is basically like swain, right? But more. I heard it somewhere. What? Okay, let's. I'm gonna ask that question for everybody, the one that Earl asked. Well, maybe not, because is everybody else, aside from me and Elle or Sweetie, Everybody else are guys, right?
Yeah.
And so that means everybody watched porn, right?
Just about.
So how about, like, when did you start watching?
Probably when I think I got an early glimpse of it when I was, like, 4. You know, like, you stumble on it somewhere. And then, like...
How old?
Probably, like, when you're early age. You know how, you come across it sometimes through your parents' stuff? But then, like, you start going to your friend's house, and they go, like, look what video I got. And then I started when I was 8.
8? Sure said, he already beat you. Wow. When what? Oh, you don't want me to say that, right? Cheryl was telling me, he was sleeping. Supposedly sleeping. And his parents were watching porn. And I think he woke up and accidentally watched some. And he said, oh wait, this is not cartoons. How old were you though? Less than 5 years old. Less than 5 years old, he saw porn.
Yeah, I remember those, like, there was, like, those Tagalog movies where they actually saw stuff, but then it wasn't really a porn. It was, like, it had a story. I don't know what it was called.
It wasn't porn?
No, it was like an R-rated film or something like that. It was a Pinoy flick.
Oh.
And then, like, they let my little cousin watch because he was, like, too young to know anything. But then, like, they took me out of the room. I remember I was, like, crying. Because I wanted to see.
Did Pute answer?
Answer what?
The question.
What's the question? I was out of the room, I think.
Oh, yeah, what age? Yeah, it was the... Because we already know you do watch it. Are you
I remember that when my cousin's in high school, I think I might have been in, I don't know, 6th grade or younger, my parents asked my cousins to record porn. And, wow, I saw some real stuff. I never knew how penis looked like when it was hard. Can I say that? So, I was surprised, and I kept asking everybody. I was like, hey, how the heck did it get big? I was like, is that real? And then I was like, thinking it was some type of strap-on. And then, the way they were using it, okay, that makes sense, right? But the fact that how it got big and how it got smaller just blew me away. I think, it amazed me. So I always thought, wow, guys have this uniqueness. I'll never know until I get older, I guess. And, you know, of course, I got to know.
Okay.
No, because I didn't know that they grew so big. That's why I thought it was fake. So the whole time they were recording, I thought the guys would put something fake on them. Like a strap-on or something. But I never saw a strap, so I was just like, so kind of maybe it was some type of camera thing, you know?
I don't know.
Okay, no comment.
No comment. That was
we
really
were
awesome.
Asking people how old they are when they saw porn.
Oh, when they saw porn.
Yeah, so Earl.
Mm-hmm.
they help. That's my point. I don't know. I don't remember.
It wasn't that long ago.
15 or something? No, wait. I think it was even before that.
I think it's for the next first part.
Like 12 or 13.
Oh. Her HBO was complete, like, triple X. Back in the days, I thought HBO was, triple X, like, a triple X show, or thing that showed only porn.
13-ish. Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was, Well, I saw hentai first.
Oh, I
and
saw that.
And then, I only saw porn when I met Sherwin. So, he's the one who introduced you to porn.
I bet.
I saw him die. So that was like when I was 23.
That wasn't too long ago.
Thank you. That's really old, right?
They had like his collection. And he goes, he said, bitch, I gotta show you something.
Okay, maybe we should
I'm all,
like, what?
I'm all getting, flashbacks of how when I first watched porn, I'm like, okay, well that's like a that's like an event in itself, because that's like, ooh, look, watching porn. But you know, it's not just by myself. It's with like a lot of my friends, and we're all like, ooh, we're doing something illegal. We're like cool now. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
look at
right,
this.
Right.
I don't know. It's just funny.
Isn't it kind of comfortable?
Huh?
Watching it with, like, fellow...
Well, as long as they don't do it in front of me, I'm cool. You know, innocence is bliss. Ignorance, not innocence. Ignorance, my bad.
That's what we group, though. Like, we watch it with a friend and shit.
It's funny. Y'all try to, keep it to yourself, you know, you don't, like... Yeah, I'm not turned on by this. I'm just watching. Very quietly. You're not gonna use the bathroom?
All right, no more porn talk. I don't usually talk about.
No,
you just
like the second episode. I think that
I
talked about. No, the last episode I talked about sex. It was when you guys were on too. I think you were you there, El? But I was on Gizmo with Jonah. Joan, Sony.
Oh, that was all of us. We were all on that.
But were you there too, right? Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. Was that on your...
Yes, that's right. When... when I had the Victoria's Secret countdown.
Yeah, I was there. And I left early to go to work.
So when you guys are, like, on recording with me, we end up talking about sex and stuff. I don't know what my listeners be like, what the hell? Because I usually, it's all about anime, usually, video games,
yeah, anime,
movie reviews, and other stuff. Review some hentai? Oh, for the next podcast?
There's too many out
there. We can do that. But we haven't seen anything new. But we can recommend. Oh, there's one that I recommend, though, I guess. Well, Sherwin will recommend it. It's Bible Black. That's the that I cosplayed for Anime Expo. The art is really good. In that one. And I think there's two seasons. I think. Right?
Right?
One or two seasons. Notice a lot of seasons. But it's packed.
It's packed
with different types of sex scenes.
I
guess that's the question, right?
If it's
good.
Who
makes good hentai?
The
storyline? Yeah, alright.
Well, hey.
I prefer actually the cutesy type of hentai.
Stepmother Sin's not that bad.
Which one?
Stepmother Sin.
Stepmother
Sin.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's okay.
Al, have you seen, you've seen hentai, right?
Where did Al go? Oh, there she is.
Oh, wait, is Al not in here? Oh,
yeah,
she's just not on,
Yeah, her mic's not on.
Yeah. But, well, I guess for the next episode, if you guys are on, hopefully, we'll do a more in-depth review of the good.
Yeah.
The
good. Don't spoiler too much, though.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. I'll have it ready. I'll have a countdown, probably. Top 10 list. Wow. Alright, so I guess this has been like, this is probably the longest episode I have, because usually my episodes run like 15 minutes. Well, that's just me talking, that's why. But I would, interacting with people, of course, is gonna run a lot longer. So I'm just gonna end the recording now. So thank for my listeners. As usual, you can contact me at gp5@gmail.com. And you can go to gp5.podomatic.com if you want to post some comments. And there's my voicemail number is on the site if you want to leave a message.
Cool.
And that's it. So this has been Nishi for GP5. Thanks a lot for everybody who participated. And if you want to plug anybody, want to plug their site or no?
That sounded almost like a threat. You want to plug somebody, you know, just call me.
Some people also podcast or, well, not podcast, but, well, L, do you still do your little audio blog?
Yeah, I still do. I moved it, though.
Oh, you did? Oh, I have to change your,
Yeah.
Your URL.
It's, I'll get you that. I gave it to a couple of people.
Okay. Alright, then. Well, this is going to be the end of the recording, but, you know, I'll probably stay live for a bit.
What is that? Is that your penis? Oh my gosh, it's hard, but it's big, don't make it anymore. I just go, you Filipino bastard eating my hamper. I'm fucking confused. I'm so scared. I don't know. Is that your tongue? Oh, yes, the tongue, yes, the tongue. Oh, the finger, not the finger, yes, the finger. What kind of shit?
That's a good way to end it. End it. Now the end.
All right.
We can't have a better ending than this.